For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge, and this is Narrative, presenting personal reflections from survivors of South Carolina's Thousand Deer Flood last October. Several weeks ago on Narrative, we heard from Julie Latham of Columbia's Lake Catherine community describe her neighborhood's grassroots rescue efforts during the flood. Today we hear from Davis and Megan Latham, her teenage children. The Latham's home sustained enough damage to require months of rebuilding. Meanwhile, the two teenagers had to juggle the demands of high school with the strain of flood recovery. From their newly rebuilt home, Davis and Megan reflect on this period of transition and the lessons learned in the process.
It was very weird, this you go from having everything in your room where you can get all your schoolwork done and everything to now you're at a weird place where you don't really, it's just nothing is ideal. You know, we were out of school for probably 2.5 weeks, and then we were late start for another 2 weeks. So we missed so much school from it. And then once you get back from that, it was now you have to pick up and you have to do everything that you've missed in those few weeks and get it done well and try not to be worried about it in this non-ideal environment. So it was an interesting thing, but it certainly wasn't impossible. I think it teaches you a lesson about how if something happens to you in your life, you just have to move on to it and you still have obligations to get done. It might be better for you personally to stop in your life and focus on what you need to get done, but you have responsibilities to other people to get work done and to do your best at other things that may not be most important in your personal life.
Well, Davis stayed in town with my grandmother. And so that was hard, not having a big brother around, even though he's annoying. But I stayed with my parents down in Chapin, which is a good 45 minutes away without traffic. And there's lots of traffic all the time. So it was okay at first. We were so lucky that we had a place to go that was our own. And we were extremely fortunate with that. However, I started getting upset because I would wake up at 6 or earlier and get on the road and go to school and then leave and come home and be stuck in 5 o'clock traffic, and that was my day usually. And I started getting upset because my friends would be like, hey, we're having a group that wants to come and, have breakfast and study for our test or whatever, and I could never make it because I was so far away. And I ride horses and my barn is another 20 minutes away or 15 minutes away. And so that kind of was my sanctuary at that time, because I would just go and spend all day there because that was the only place that stayed the same for me during the flood. Because school, like Davis said, we had weeks where it was late start and everyone was like, okay, it's all right. And then after that, it was kind of everyone just went back to normal. And so the kids that were affected by the flood, we had a little bit of a harder time because everyone started going back into normal routine, but we didn't have a normal routine. And it messes with you. And so that was hard, but you learn what's important and you learn that, sometimes you're just gonna have to get over it.
That was Davis and Megan Latham of Columbia, South Carolina, reflecting on their experience balancing the demands of high school with recovery from the intense flooding of their family's Columbia home. This story is part of our ongoing series, Narrative, a collection of interviews with survivors of last October's flood. This interview was archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.